The Messiah has risen from death. On Sunday, early in the morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved from the tomb. She hurried and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said to them, "They took the master from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple left for the tomb. They were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and arrived at the tomb before him. He bent down and saw the shroud, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived after him. He went into the tomb and saw the shroud. However, the headcloth that had been on the head of Jesus was not placed together with the shroud, but was rolled up in another place by itself. The other disciple also entered the tomb, the one who had arrived before Peter. He saw and believed, for the disciples had not previously understood what the scripture said, that he must rise from death. Then the two disciples returned to the house. He appears to Mary Magdalene. As for Mary, she was standing outside the tomb crying. Then she bent down to look inside the tomb while she was crying. She saw two angels in white clothing sitting in the place where the dead body of Jesus had been, one at the place for the head and the other at the place for the feet. They said to her, "Why are you crying, woman?" She said to them, "They took my master, and I don't know where they put him." She said that, then she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to her, "Why are you crying, woman? Who are you looking for?" She thought he was a gardener, so she said to him, "Sir, if you have taken him, then tell me where you put him, and I myself will take him." Then Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them that I am ascending to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." So Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Master and that he had said this to her. He appears to his disciples. In the evening of that day, Sunday, the disciples were gathered, and the doors were locked because of their fear of the Jewish leaders. Then Jesus came, stood among them, and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were very happy when they saw the Master. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. Just as the Father sent me, I also am sending you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven, and if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." He appears to Thomas. However, Thomas, who was called the twin and was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the rest of the disciples said to him, "We've seen the Master." Thomas said, "I won't believe it unless I've seen the nail marks in his hands and I put my finger where the nails were and my hand in his side." 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked. Then Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand out and place it in my side. Don't be an unbeliever, but a believer." Thomas responded, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? How fortunate for those who believe without seeing." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. As for these, they are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, so that you may receive life through faith in him.